Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Caleb sent me a note and said, Steve, I know how much you like talking about the scams that are out there. Just see this one on CNBC.com. And Amazon impersonators stole $27 million in 1 year. $27 million in 1 year from a whole bunch of different people. But this is Amazon impersonators. And so every time I hear one of these new scams, there are often variations on previous scams, but it's interesting to watch them evolve. Greg Iacursi wrote this for CNBC. Con artists pretending to be Amazon employees scammed Americans out of at least $27 million just from July of 2020 through June of this year. This is according to the Federal Trade Commission. The fraudsters were pulling the business impersonator scam. Business impersonator. Criminals pose as someone that the consumer might trust to dupe them into sending money. So in these cases, they pretended to be representatives of Amazon. And a lot of people deal with Amazon. And so the thinking is that if someone contacted me from Amazon, said, hey, Steve, I'm from Amazon, if I believed them, I'd say, well, I deal with Amazon all the time. You know, so that's how they do it. Reports about Amazon impersonators increased five times over the year, according to the FTC. This is the number. 96,000 people reported being targeted by an Amazon-related scam during that time, which accounted for 35% of all consumer complaints about business impersonation, according to the FTC. And they called posing as Amazon a runaway favorite. They listed all of the things that people did to rip people off posing as someone else. Number one is posing as an Amazon employee. So Apple impersonators accounted for 6% or 16,000 of the complaints, but 96,000 people reported that they were targeted by someone claiming to be from Amazon. About 6,000 victims of the fake Amazon cons did lose money as a result, and the typical person lost about $1,000. So it's $1,000, according to the FTC, that the average person lost, but some lost more, some lost less. And they point out that these numbers are self-reported. So not everyone who gets ripped off calls the Federal Trade Commission. And in fact, I'm not even sure how many people, other than people who watch my channel here, how many people just who walk the streets would go, I got ripped off. I better call the Federal Trade Commission. And so, you know, I talk about the FTC quite a bit. The Federal Trade Commission does track these things, but I'm not sure how many people know about the Federal Trade Commission just, and it would occur to them. So older adults, that is adults over 60, are more at risk. They were four times more likely than younger people to report losing money to scammers pretending to be from Amazon. The typical older victim lost more than $1,000. They lost substantially more than their younger counterparts, according to the FTC. Here's how the scam works. In some cases, someone will call you claiming to be from Amazon, saying there's suspicious activity or unauthorized purchases on a customer's account. Now, if you got that phone call, it would only make sense if you actually have an account. The first thing you could do is log into your Amazon account and see what's on there. And you'd immediately go, no, there's nothing there. What are you talking about? So you can check these things yourself. So when someone calls you, and even if the phone number says, hey, this is Amazon, because they can spoof the phone number now, check it yourself. They ask for and are given access to the consumer's computer or phone to fix the problem and provide a refund. And so they'll often say, hey, look, let me get remote access to your computer. And never let anyone do that. I mean, obviously, if your boss does it on your work computer, it's one thing. But don't ever let someone who just called you on the phone get remote access to your computer. The imposter then often pretends to pay too large of a refund and says, oh, I was supposed to put $1,000 in your account. I accidentally put in two. Can you return that extra $1,000 to me? And now common sense would dictate that if they put in two, they could take one back out. But apparently some people fall for this. And they said that sometimes criminals even will beg for help and sometimes even say they're about to get fired if they don't get the money back. And of course, if someone calls you says there's a problem on your account. Oh, I just put some money in your account to fix it. Now I put too much in. I'm about to get fired. Do you really feel sorry for the total stranger that you met 30 seconds ago? Other cases involve gift cards, of course. Scammers tell people to buy gift cards and send pictures of the numbers on the back. They explain that sharing the numbers can stop hackers who supposedly pirated the customer's account. And that one makes no sense whatsoever. That literally makes no sense. But of course, if you send them the numbers in the back of the card, they can use those numbers and spend the money that you just put onto the card. However, providing the numbers lets scammers steal the card's value. Criminals will also send text messages claiming consumers won a raffle for a free Amazon product and then ask for credit card information to pay for shipping. Congratulations, you won something. It's going to cost you some money. Oh, and that, you know, that one goes back a long way. I remember people talking about that like in the 60s and 70s. You've won a prize. All you got to do is pay for shipping. Sometimes consumers have found a bogus phone number for Amazon listed online when trying to call about an issue, and scammers are the ones who answer the phone call. And so make sure that if you do go online to look for information, you're looking at Amazon's actual site. If you actually call the phone number at Amazon and a human answered, that might be your first indication that this is a scam. I suspect Amazon is about as difficult to get on the phone as anybody else is these days. So the Federal Trade Commission gives you some handy tips here on how to avoid scams. And some of these might seem painfully obvious, but based on the fact that 96,000 people were targeted last year simply by people pretending to be Amazon, it might be a good idea to refresh yourselves on these. Don't use phone numbers from unexpected calls, texts, emails, or social media messages. Don't click on any links that you get that way. Go directly to a company's website to find out how to reach them. Don't trust results in Google or other online searches. Never give someone remote access to your device. Never pay by gift card or send pictures of gift cards to anyone who wants you to do so. So, you know, those are such obvious things, but it's important. And, you know, I've mentioned before, there's a couple of these scams that annoy me because I'm just bombarded with them all day long. And the one that bugs me the most, and I know that probably some people fall for it, is you get this one that says, there's been a problem with your checking account. We've had to lock your checking account. And they have the logos and everything of different banks. And I get those almost daily still. And they fill my garbage can in my spam and in my email folders. They wind up in the garbage or the spam or junk, depending on whether they've been flagged before or not. But I glance through the garbage before I dump it out. And the weird part is that occasionally one will come in from one of the banks I use. And so they send out millions of these emails and they make them look all nice and official. And I've done entire videos on this. And they'll actually pull the logos from the website and they'll make everything look real. And it'll say, you know, you need to secure your account, change your password, go here and do that. And if you put your cursor over that link and look what pops up as to where you'd go if you clicked it, you'd realize that it's not the website of who it claims to be. And that's what they do. They get you to go and they have a website that looks real. You type in your old password and it doesn't work. Type it in again, it doesn't work. And you go, that's weird. And now, of course, they've got your passwords. They go into your real account, emptied out, and there you go. So the weird part is that occasionally I've gotten those from my bank. And I've also had other ones that do phishing like that, where they send you something that looks like it came from a real business. And the weird part is there are some businesses I deal with that send me emails. And so it's gotten to the point now where if I get an email and I believe it's real, I still don't click on it and I still just go to the website through the you know, address that I've got for them to see if it's real. And if it is, the information will be there. So back to Amazon, if someone says, hey, someone's hacked your Amazon account and ordered a bunch of stuff, you can go to Amazon and look at your account and see if somebody's ordered a bunch of stuff. If they haven't, you go, I don't know what you're talking about. My account looks okay. You know, sorry. I mean, that's how you check this. So anytime, whether it's somebody you trust or not, sends you an email and says, there's a problem with your account, go, oh, thank you for the notice, to yourself. Don't respond. And then just yourself, go to the site and check. And I mean, I've gotten them from people pretending to be my power company, you know, for my electricity. Your electricity is about to get shut off. from banks, your account's been locked. I get one almost every single day from somebody claiming to be my email provider. Your email account is about to get shut down. You've exceeded your account's amount. Go here, type in your password, and reset your account. And of course, bad things would happen if that, you know, if I followed that instruction. And the ironic thing is that my email address is, and I've got two of them, are both run by people I know. They're both smaller providers, and I know these people personally. They wouldn't send me an email that says, "Dear Leto" or "Dear Steve at Leto's Law." These are people I know. They would call me and say, "Hey, Steve, we got a problem with your email." I literally talk to them on the phone. It's one of the reasons I use them. I can talk to them on the phone. So you have to explain this. And again, I know many of the people in my audience, I've got one of the smartest, best looking, and most sophisticated audiences on YouTube. I know that already. But we all know people who probably need to be refreshed on this once in a while. That if you get an email or a phone call or anything from somebody claiming to be somebody you deal with on the internet, go look it up on the internet yourself from trusted sources and see if it makes sense. And if it doesn't, walk away from it. So there you go. Caleb, thanks for sending it from CNBC.com. Greg Iacursi wrote it. Amazon impersonators stole $27 million in a year. And that's how they did it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I scrape my fingers shredding cheese. However, I think I may have greater problems.